Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Listener, certain names and addresses have been censored to ensure the privacy of certain individuals. Please excuse the bleeping sound.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
On March 28, 2024, in Everett, Washington, at around 7 a.m., 4-year-old Ariel Garcia was declared missing. The boy is Hispanic, with brown hair and brown eyes. He is 3 feet 1 inches tall and weighs 37 pounds. Ariel went missing at an apartment on Vesper Drive.
Following some breaking news out of Everett, there is an active search right now for this 4-year-old boy, Ariel Garcia, who police say could be in danger. He has brown hair and brown eyes. Ariel was last seen around 7 o'clock yesterday morning at an apartment along Vesper Drive and Alpine Drive right near Evergreen Way in Everett. Police say he left with a family member and may have disappeared under suspicious circumstances. So here is another look at Ariel. Officers, as well as search and rescue, are looking for him right now. If you see him or know anything, call 911.
Police speak with the care provider for the boy, his grandmother, who tells the police that Ariel's mother may be a danger to the child. The grandmother won an emergency guardianship of Ariel the day before he went missing. Ariel's mother, Jeanette Garcia, struggled with drug and alcohol, to the point that it made her leave for days, and frequently without notice. The grandmother describes her daughter as being violent and unpredictable. The 60-year-old grandmother was quoted saying, "Ariel, being so young, needs someone to look after him, and his mom is not able to give him the care he needs. He becomes scared of her condition and does not want to be around her anymore. I can give him a normal life." On March 28, 2024, at 7:15 p.m., Everett Police made an announcement on their official Facebook page. It reads, "Today, at around 5:55 p.m., the Everett Police Department was notified that a body had been located at a location outside of Everett. Initial indications are that the found body is the missing person in this case. The family has been notified. The medical examiner is responding and will determine the cause and manner of death and confirm the identity of the victim. Major crimes detectives from the Everett Police Department are actively involved in the case and are investigating the incident as a homicide. There is no perceived threat to the community because the investigation is ongoing. Additional information is still being gathered and confirmed. The next press release can be expected on Friday, March 29th. Listener, the following audio is from body cam footage recorded during the police encounter with the mother of Ariel, Jeanette Garcia. We're going to jump back in time a little bit before the police bulletin.
How you doing?
Yeah.
It's okay? Yeah, sure. Nothing on you?
No.
Okay.
You guys give us some privacy? Hey, so...
Nothing on your bra.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Can I just pick and make... You don't need to reach in. I'll just...
Thank you. So do you know why we're here?
Are you okay if I open the zipper?
Why are you guys here?
What's going on today?
Can I open the zipper?
Yeah.
Just checking it. Thank you. I just want to make sure before.
What's going on today with you? And like, sounds like the cops have been talking to you already.
Yeah.
In the audio, the footage from the body cam shows the officer entering a gravelly parking lot. The parking lot surrounds a rehabilitation center in Ridgefield, Washington. Jeanette Garcia is standing there in black leggings and a gray hoodie. She has short black hair and a small frame. Jeanette is surrounded by police and is already engaged in conversation with one of the officers as the footage starts. One officer begins searching through her bag. It's clear that they're already suspicious of her. Hard to blame them, considering the court-ordered protection against her.
So,
you got some blood drops on your shoes.
Yeah.
Okay. In a bizarre moment, an officer spots blood drops on Jeanette's shoes. She quickly brushes it off.
So my son fell this morning earlier.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I was able to take him to the doctor's and everything was okay. I took him with another lady so she can watch him for me because I wasn't staying at home. I had problems going on with my parents and they didn't let me in the house. So I was staying with another lady. She was super sweet. That's where my son fell. And then, but we left, so I was like, okay, you know. So I went to another lady's house, and I told her if she could watch him for me, I wanted to come get, you know, I wanted to fully recover. I'm an alcoholic, so I was like, if you can watch him for me for 12 months, that'd be amazing, because I'm not talking to my mom, and she's the one that has, like, just like a notarized paper saying that she has legal custody of them, but I have legal custody of them. She's not letting me see my older son, so...
That would be really hard.
Yeah, I'm a little bit upset about that one. So I'm here now and everything's okay. So I don't know what else.
In a story that borders on word salad, Jeanette explains that she took her son, which would violate an order of protection, dropped her son off with a random woman, and then told this unnamed stranger that she would be gone 12 months to get clean. Listener, do I even need to point out to you how none of that makes any logical sense?
Well, we want to make sure that he's safe and know where he is. Who's the friend that you left him with?
I left him with another lady. I don't have her information.
Oh, well, that's not going to cut it. We got to figure out where he's at. Where can you, like, tell me the location where somebody could go and check on him and make sure he's okay?
In Seattle, like SeaTac area.
Okay.
Seattle.
More specific?
I don't have an address.
Nothing. Mm-mm. Who's the friend? How do you know the person that... How did you pick the person?
She's a longtime friend that I know.
Okay, what's her name?
That's all I know.
Okay.
Her or anything?
Okay. But you've known her for a long time? So how did you reach out to her?
So I reached out to her because I needed help.
How did you reach out to her?
I found her number on my old Facebook, but I no longer have a Facebook anymore.
Okay.
So something you signed back into?
No.
No?
I delete it all the time, so.
Yeah, you found it today on your old Facebook?
Listener, if we're to entertain her story, that means that in a 24-hour period, she kidnapped her son from her mother, found a random person on Facebook, gave this person her son to watch for 12 months, and then conveniently deleted Facebook. All within that short window.
And her name is... Okay, and she lives in the SeaTac area. So you drove him from the first house you were at to her house, or the doctor first.
Mm-hmm.
What doctor did you take him to?
Swedish, and that's it.
Swedish where?
Or I think it's Providence, actually. Providence in Everett. What?
In Everett, Providence?
Okay. You understand, we just need to make sure that he's okay, and then...
Yeah.
We can just do that, and then we'll... We can leave you be, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So how do we find...
I don't know.
Can you describe to me how you got there from Providence?
So I just drove from there to Seattle, and then that's it.
You drove from Providence to Seattle?
To
the house?
Yes.
Okay. Did you drive on the freeway, or...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long did it take you to get there?
Like 2 hours.
2 hours. And what car were you driving?
My car. So just like 1 hour or so.
And what kind of car do you have?
I have a Nissan.
Okay. Where's that car now?
I don't have it with me.
Okay.
So.
Where's it
at? I left it at her house and then I came over here on the bus.
Okay. You left it up at SeaTac?
Mm-hmm.
There's something I find strangely fascinating. Listen to her make up a story on the fly. The idea that she drove 2 hours to a stranger's home and then left her vehicle behind to take the bus home. It's clearly absurd. Oh, and this is after taking her son to a hospital whose name she just can't remember. Only the street name.
Okay, what, do you remember what exit you took?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
So just to clarify, you go from Everett to the hospital in Everett, you get him checked out, you drive to your friend in SeaTac, you leave the car there, you leave him there,
mm-hmm.
and you take a bus from SeaTac down here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that all happened today?
Yeah.
So
pretty expensive ticket? You get a C-Tran bus to come down here?
No, actually, it was only like $30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your first name again?
Jeanette.
Okay, Jeanette. You're not
lying.
You have a longtime friend that you reach out to leave your son with, who you obviously care about very much.
I love him with all my
heart.
Yes,
and you're expressing how upset you are about what's going on between you and your mom and the custody of him and your older son.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's horrible. So I know that you're not going to go leave your son with somebody and you don't know where he is.
Yeah, no.
So you do know where he is.
No, I know where he is. I know where he's at.
Tell me where he's at.
I don't have the address for him.
Okay, how can we find the address for him?
I don't know.
Did you put it in your phone?
No.
To get there? Okay. You know where your son is because you're a mom who loves her son very much and you didn't
I'm Jeanette.
I'm sorry, Jeanette.
Yeah.
You took him somewhere and you're going to go back to him and you know where he is.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me where he's at so we can make sure that he's okay or what's going on.
So he's not, I mean, he's there. He's
okay.
with her, but
tell
he's
me
not
how
with
to
me.
Go check on him.
I can give you an address.
Okay, what's the address?
I don't know. You have to write it down.
Okay, I can do that. Thank you.
Do you have a phone number for her, too?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't have a phone number for her, but...
Another layer to the story. Jeanette doesn't have this stranger's phone number. And according to her, she deleted Facebook and doesn't know this person's address. Which, if you believed her increasingly absurd story, that would imply that she has no way of communicating with her son. In a moment, she's going to get the age of her own son wrong. I guess it's difficult to remember when you only care about yourself.
When he fell, where'd he get hurt?
Just he on his head, but he fell on the ground and he hurt himself.
Heads are the worst, dude.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find... I don't even...
How old's your son?
He is 5. So I don't know if this is the right one. And Seattle, Washington. So... Yeah. I mean, Seattle, Washington.
Where did you get that address from? Just now.
From the top of my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's where you remember leaving him.
So yeah. That's her
okay.
name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
Last name is. Yeah. So and if you guys can't find him or whatever, this is where I'm gonna be for the next 12 months. But I mean,
they
he's there.
In.
How did you guys discuss that you're obviously gonna communicate with him still? You want to check on him,
right?
And all that. How are you guys gonna communicate?
Well, I'm not gonna use my phone because okay. I'm gonna be here for the next 12 months.
Okay.
So if anything, I don't know what else.
Okay.
That's it.
You didn't discuss that with before you left.
Yes, I discussed it with her. I'm gonna be here for 12 months, but before that, I don't speak to my parents or anything like that because we got into an altercation. So, but this is where I'm gonna be.
Okay. You can gonna give him that address.
Yeah.
And then tell me about your alcoholism. How long have you been dealing with that?
I've been drinking alcohol.
Or if you don't mind telling me, you don't have to
tell
me.
Yeah, it's okay. I've been here. This is like my third. Okay, I've been here. Like, this is like my third year here.
Okay.
So I did 11 months in recovery because I was never like an alcoholic. I was more like of a drug user. So mm-hmm. The only drug I ever used was meth.
Yeah.
And I used it for roughly like 4 to 5 years.
Okay.
I came to finally get clean on and off,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
I tried it one time and then years passed and then I do it again and then years passed.
Sure.
So I'm here now. I did a full year of recovery, 11 months. And then I did my second year, like coming back and like, you know, doing the group and stuff like that. So 2 years. This is my third year clean. I started drinking a lot because I was like, okay, I'm not a drinker. I was a drug user.
Drugs, so right. Alcohol's okay.
So yeah. Alcohol's fine. I'm like, it's a socialized thing that everybody does. I'm going to go out. I'm going to have dinner. I'm going to do this. Well, I drink to the point where I can drink a whole bottle of just like liquor. So I'm like, now I'm an alcoholic.
Gotcha.
So I started to have all kinds of problems, and then now I'm back here hoping I can get clean again. It just depends.
Well, I'm glad you're in a space where you feel safe, that you feel like that can work for you. I hope it does.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Good.
Officers would later find more blood on Jeanette's sweater. Her vehicle wasn't left at the stranger's home. It was actually walking distance from where they stand at the rehab center right now. Those at the center describe Jeanette as being calm, unusually calm, showing no signs of stress at all.
Well, I hope. I just want to figure out where your son is. Obviously, there was some concerns. And once we can do that, his injury was pretty bad. Yeah, was there quite a bit of blood and stuff? What did he do?
He jumped from the bed that we were sleeping on to the ground. And then he just got blood on his head. And so I had him taken to the doctor. And so he's doing good.
Okay. Okay. What did he hit it on?
Just on the ground.
Okay. How did it start bleeding?
It's just started bleeding.
Can you show me like what side of his head? Do you remember what side of his head it was?
I don't remember exactly what side of the head it was, but it's starting to rain a little bit.
Yeah,
it's
okay, so you don't what time did it occur today?
It's like early, like at 10, 11.
10 or 11, okay. Do you know what time it is now?
It's already 6:30, or about to be 7.
So how long were you guys at the hospital?
We were only there for a little bit. I don't even think he got checked. We got there, and but we didn't. I didn't wait enough for him to get checked out. So
he didn't actually go back and get checked. Gotcha. Did you actually go inside and check him in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then did you tell him you were leaving, or did you did? Okay. You just said he's not going to be seen and left.
Yeah.
Okay. And how was he acting?
He's okay.
Yeah.
What happened to him when he fell?
Nothing. He just cried.
Just cried.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to sit down? I can leave the door open. You can sit right there so you're out of
just
the rain.
When you fell down, what did you think he needed to go to the hospital?
Because he was bleeding from his head.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Why.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
That's what you're reading.
And you can stay dry.
Yeah.
Because it's raining, Jeanette is asked if she would like to sit in the back of the police car. After, the female cop comments that it will help her stay dry. I can't help but read a little into the fact that the officer gives a small chuckle after seeing her sit tight.
Oh, well, that's scary. He's 4? Okay. Did he vomit or anything? No.
He didn't vomit or anything.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, hang tight for just a minute. Well, hopefully we can quickly locate him and move on. You said it took you 2 hours to get from Providence to your friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And you left for there about 10 this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how long you were at the hospital for?
I was only there for a little bit of time. Again, I didn't want to wait, so I was like, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe to me what that Providence looks like? Do you know what road it's on? Or what is, did you park in the emergency room parking lot? Or
do you remember? I don't remember. I don't know.
Or was there a parking garage or anything?
I don't remember at the top of my head.
Okay. Do you remember when you walked in? Like, can you describe to me when you walked in what it looked like?
It, just the hospital. Just the hospital.
Okay. But can you describe, like, when you walk in the door, where was the check-in?
In the front, like the, I walked in, as soon as I walked in, the front desk was checked in right there, and I just, I said my son had to be seen for something, and then I just, his name and everything.
Okay. And that's You're it. Going like this, so you wrote it down, or was that like a check-in thing, or?
There was a check, all right, but I think they checked me in. No. Okay. Yeah.
So you didn't write anything on there. Okay.
With the officer now standing over Jeanette, who looks less confident in the back of the police car, staring up at her. I can't help but notice that the questions have become more pointed, less friendly, and requesting more specific details.
Have you been there before?
No.
No, that was your first time?
That was my first time.
When you checked into the desk, was it just an open desk, or...
Just an open
was
desk.
Was it behind a... like a? Did they have like a glass wall, or...?
Just an open desk.
Okay. Was there a lot of people in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why you didn't want to wait, because it was too long. Do you think he needed stitches or anything?
No, he's fine.
Okay, you didn't remember where his injury was?
Mm-mm.
Obscura is supported by Incogni. Listener, do you know how easy it is for someone to access your information? Let me ask you something. When is the last time you plugged your name into a search engine? You might be surprised by what turns up, and I know I was. The disturbing conclusion I came to... that there was far more of my information available from a quick search than I'm comfortable with. You see, our data is bought and sold before we even understand why. We were giving away our email address and phone numbers to every store or website that asked. These data brokers aggregate your personal information, including your names and aliases, social security number, login credentials, home address, location history, online activity, and much, much more. All of this is available for purchase by businesses and can fall into the hands of criminals. And that there is the problem. The number of victims in these data breaches have skyrocketed, jumping up by 41% since 2021. Just as an example, you ever get slammed by spam robocalls? Well, now you know why. The good news is that you have the right to protect your privacy and request data brokers delete the information they hold about you. The bad news is that it would take you years to do it manually, just once, and you'd need to repeat the process every few months as data brokers continue collecting your data and creating new records. That's where Incogni comes in. They're here to do the heavy lifting and give you a way to regain control of your data. Head over to incogni.com and see what I mean. That's INCOGNI.com, Incogni.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life goes fast. I find it important to take a moment to celebrate your wins. Lately, I've just been happy with the state of the podcast. I've been hitting every goal I set. Listener, therapy can help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals for the future. I know I've used therapy to orient myself and set realistic expectations for what I can achieve. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/obscura. Listener, I've always wanted to learn Spanish. Some of my favorite books are in the language, and a lot of my best friends speak it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language. I've been using it, and I'm shocked by how quickly I'm learning. It's an intuitive process. You see, with Rosetta Stone, you pick up a language naturally. First with words, then phrases, then sentences. And it's designed for the long term, meaning that with Rosetta Stone, you're going to retain what you learn. It's been used as a trusted expert for 30 years, with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, Obscura listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Is it front, side, back? Do you remember?
It's the side. It was the side.
Definitely one of the sides that
so
you recall?
The front, yeah.
Okay, front. You're kind of pointing above the eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, and then you contacted your friend through Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I got her information through Facebook.
Oh, okay. And then what information did you get?
Just her number, and then I went to her house and dropped off my kid there, and then now I'm here.
Okay. You got, like, her phone number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you call her from your phone?
From my phone.
Okay, the one that's in your purse there, you called
mm-hmm.
her from? Okay.
I think I erased it, though, but I have her number. I don't know if you guys want to call her, but I don't think she's going to answer anymore.
It says call.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's
her number.
Her number.
Uh-huh. I don't think she's gonna answer.
How come? What makes you think that?
Because I don't know if she's still gonna be there.
If the stranger has Jeanette's son, then why wouldn't she answer the phone? And why wouldn't she be at her home?
Did you send her any text messages?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Jen, do you guys have state insurance? Is that how you go through when you go to the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that one? Is it the Apple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apple Health.
Do you remember what your son was wearing today when you took him to the hospital?
Pajamas, blue pajamas.
Poo? Like Winnie the Pooh?
Just regular blue pajamas.
Oh, blue.
So I just pass that information on. They're gonna be. They'll see if they can get a hold of her. Check that out.
She gave maybe a phone number too.
Yeah. I'm gonna give her a call.
Can I ask who you're messaging with?
Yeah, my sister. I was just talking to her about her flying out here.
Oh, nice. Where does she live?
California.
Oh, okay.
What part?
In Pasadena.
Oh, Pasadena. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to move over there.
It's nice and sunny down there right now.
Yeah.
Really good.
And after a little bit more back and forth, the female officer walks away, almost in disgust, telling her partner that Jeanette isn't making any sense. When the officer returns, Jeanette has a peculiar question for the officers. Listen closely.
I might just take her phone. She's got some specs on her shirt. She's got blood on her shoes. She's not really making sense.
So, if you guys don't, locate my son, what's going to happen?
That's what we're working on at the moment.
why do you think they won't be able to locate him? I mean, if you got the address to where he'd be.
Because, like, I don't know. I'm just saying, if you guys are not able to find him, like, what can happen?
What it's looking like right now is that we're going to need to stay with you until we find him. Because it sounds like you said you know where he is. You know where you left him.
Right.
So it shouldn't be an issue, right?
Right.
Should be able to locate him. Okay. So that's what we just need to stay with you until we locate him.
Okay.
Listener, this question strikes me as someone who is terrified of getting caught. During the exchange, Jeanette is looking down at her feet, fidgeting with her hand.
Because it's raining and it's cold and I'm shivering, and we're going to be with you, I think, for a little bit. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
We're going to be with you for a little bit. Would you mind? We have a precinct right up the road. It's comfortable and dry that we can all sit in so we can chat. So we're all out of the rain. Would that be okay?
Where is it?
It's just right down by the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just on 179th.
Yeah.
And then we can give you a ride back and all of that if that's okay.
Can I get a coffee from here before we go?
We got coffee there.
We have coffee?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we got coffee.
We can give you coffee.
Can you grab that seatbelt around your backside? This is...
And yeah, then the only other thing, too, when he travels, I just got to put your purse on the front seat right there.
Yeah.
He's not going to get into it, but we don't like bags where we can't see him and stuff.
No worries.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
Rolls and make us go by.
Okay, then that way we can all be dry and comfortable and sit and you can get some
Perfect.
Coffee.
You're welcome.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I can stop and get her a coffee or something.
In a moment that is both disturbing as it is surreal, Jeanette Garcia seemed genuinely excited to get some coffee. She's smiling while she buckles up, as if she's going on a field trip. In the next section, we cut to a witness interview, who mentions that Jeanette showed up back at the rehab center with freshly cut hair. Listener, did she not want to be recognized? The witness is going to speak on Jeanette's change in behavior, in that she showed up acting less antagonistic than she usually is. I'm going to let the man talk uninterrupted for a bit.
Saw her today, and she looked pretty out of it. I mean, she had her haircut, you know, like Britney Spears kind of thing, went crazy because she used to have, like, long, big black hair, you know. And Daniel told me that her mom was calling because they can't find her son. And her mom went to her house and saw blood. I don't know how dramatic it was, but saw blood. I don't know where, but just saw blood.
Okay.
And they can't find her son. And then she's over here. And Daniel, my brother, where's your son? He's with my mom. And her mom's calling over here saying he can't find her son. I mean, there's a bad connection there. I don't know if she's lying, crazy. I don't know. That's the situation from what I know.
How was her behavior?
Drastically different. Because she was always bubbly and loud and had this big great laugh, you know, kind of really annoying laugh, and talking to everybody, and she was just kind of with her hands in her pockets and quiet. And
what prompted the call for police to show up as like unwanted, or
because she's been problematic, I guess, and my brother just, I don't know if my dad told him to, you know, get this girl out of here, because she just kind of caught, last time she was here she caught with one of the women here. Kind of just problematic, you know. We try to help people, but there's just a certain point where we can't help people and you gotta go.
More disruptive than
exactly
productive. Okay. Was she, do you know if she was being disruptive today or causing any issues?
That's what I mean. It was kind of drastically different. She just kind of quiet and went, sat in the chair, and didn't talk to nobody.
Okay. Just based on history, didn't want anything developing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what chair she sat in?
I'm sorry,
where did she sit down at?
She sat down in one of these chairs over here. I could show you which one.
Inside or outside?
No, inside.
Okay.
That's where we have our meeting room.
She didn't talk to anybody at all?
I mean, a little chit-chat saying hi and I'm back kind of thing. And everybody kind of just gave her the cold shoulder because, you know, nobody wants to deal with her.
Luis, my dad, actually talked to her mom and told her mom that she needed to probably find her daughter, like, special help, like a psychiatrist or something like that. Because her problem was beyond just drugs and alcohol now. It was like, her mind was there sometimes and it wasn't. So we told her to come actually get her and find her, like, a special help. And that's the last time we heard from her.
POV switch again. We're going to cut to the precinct interrogation room with its white walls, soundproofing, and Jeanette center of frame. It's here that she finds out that she's going to be spending the night in jail.
We ordered food earlier. We have. Do you want some tacos and stuff? Do you want me to get you some water with them? Okay. Do you like ice in it or no?
No ice.
Okay. Very good. So I think Tanya, Detective Johnson, had told you that you're going to go to jail tonight. Okay. I want to take a picture of your hands because you had said you had hurt your nail or broke your nail or something. Mm-hmm. So I want to get a good picture. Which one were you talking about? Do you remember?
I don't remember it.
Okay, I'll just take a picture of them. Yeah, hold them. Yep, like that. And then I'm going to do one at a time, too, here. And then will you go like that, like put your, yeah, thank you. And then turn over. Okay. Turn over that way, yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Do you have any other injuries on hands or anything? Okay. All right. Gina, these are going to go with you. This is the search warrant for your cell phone that we wrote, and then this is your citation for making false statements to the public service. So these will go with you and go in your property room at the jail.
Okay.
I'm going to just search you real quick. Okay. So go ahead and turn around, face the door for me. Spread your legs for me.
Nothing else in your pockets or anything?
These are going to go with you. This is the search warrant for your cell phone that we wrote, and then this is your citation for making false statements to the public service. So these will go with you and go in your property room at the jail.
Okay.
I'm going to just search you real quick. Okay. So go ahead and turn around, face the door for me. Spread your legs for me.
Nothing else in your pockets or anything? Okay. All set?
Yes.
All right.
It was the next day that Ariel Garcia's body was found. The 4-year-old was stabbed at least 41 times. Jeanette Garcia has pleaded not guilty. The current theory among law enforcement is that this was over a custody dispute. A weapon has yet to be found. Listener, when Jeanette Garcia is or is not brought to justice, I will make a part 2. But for now, thank you for listening. And keep the fire burning.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.